Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi everyone, this is Maheen and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategic insights and innovative approaches empowering Canadian entrepreneurs to build successful ventures and secure their financial futures. Today we're diving into the vital world of financial literacy, focusing on how a leading Canadian social enterprise is helping newcomers, immigrants, and young adults achieve financial empowerment, because in a dynamic economy, a strong relationship with money is paramount for success, and our guests brings a unique blend of financial strategy and a deep understanding of human behavior to this mission, helping people awaken their greatness and overcome patterns of scarcity. Joining us is a co-founder of Financzo, a Canadian financial literacy platform, Maria Camila Gonzalez, an investment psychologist and international speaker who has trained over 100,000 people, and a financial educator and investor with a background in banking. Financzo makes money management simple, inclusive, and accessible through multilingual content, interactive tools, and behavioral-based learning. Today, we'll discuss lots, including Financzo's creation, financial literacy as a tool for empowerment, the challenges and opportunities for growing a business as a newcomer in Canada, and the future of financial well-being for global learners. So without further ado, let's dive in. Maria, Camila, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us. How are you?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for this introduction. It was pretty exciting to be here. I'm so happy and glad for share all this knowledge that we have and what we are doing as a company and organization trying to impact our community and other communities with this financial literacy plus psychology and behavior with money that is powerful and thank you for having us and having me here.
Absolutely. No, very pleased to have you with us. Now, Maria Camila, your greatest passion is helping people break free from old patterns of scarcity and transform their relationship with money. So let's really start with the role of financial literacy in this mission. Please tell us, why is financial literacy vital for newcomers to Canada? And how does Financzo's behavioral approach help them overcome key financial challenges?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this is a really interesting question, because we noticed that doesn't matter if people know and understand what they have to do with the money and what is a good behavior with money and like a basic financial literacy, they still doing same patterns. They still with bad consumption behaviors, or maybe you're too scared about make decisions with money. You don't feel comfortable with banks. And you don't know how to manage debt, all of this that's happening all the time in your life, then when we understand that everything is psychological and everything is inside, and you start to notice that your family have a patterns and you are following these patterns unconsciously, then you start to change your life. Then this is that we are teaching, how we notice that people get this power to control their lives and actually their finances. And yeah, well, it's our purpose life that is help to open eyes for this new knowledge about yourself.
Now, that's a very clear analysis, Maria Camila, and it highlights that the solution requires addressing both practical knowledge and underlying psychological barriers. Now let's explore the powerful origin story behind Financzo's creation, which is demonstrating how demand led to purpose. Maria Camila, Financzo's origin is a powerful story of adapting to a clear market need. Tell us, how did community demand and your combined expertise in finance and psychology lead to Financzo's creation? And what does its rapid growth reveal about the need for inclusive financial education?
Mm-hmm. Well, we started maybe 5 years ago in Colombia that we noticed that our community have same problems that here in Canada, that is, people don't understand the system, they are feeling uncomfortable, and at the end they are just following every day and paycheck, paycheck. And it's like this feeling that you don't understand why you don't have enough money, why you don't advance as you want, and how you can get all these goals that you have. Then when we noticed that our community have this need, and actually when we arrived here to Canada, we noticed that same problems, but with the most challenge, that is the language, because we are teaching in Spanish and our community speaks Spanish, but here there everything, banks and every financial system information is in English, then sometimes people understand less because the native language is Spanish. Then we notice that our community is asking for this, you know, like, please, someone explain me step by step how can I understand the financial system from the beginning. And then this is that we are noticing as a need, and now we are connecting all this and creating a community that is educated and have resources and understand banks, opportunities, investment, saving, debt, everything, like a practical finance, but at the same time, the relationship with money that is so important.
Well, that is a fantastic and an inspiring story of finding product market fit with a purpose, Maria Camila. And it shows how listening to your community can lead to massive scale, which is amazing. Now let's discuss the challenges and opportunities of expanding a business in Canada as a newcomer. Maria Camila, you and your co-founder, Juan Pablo, they have successfully grown a Canadian business, but you've also faced the unique challenges of expanding a venture as newcomers. Please tell us, what key challenges do newcomer entrepreneurs face when growing a business in Canada, and what advice would you give them to build a strong foundation?
I think it's a lot of challenges. Maybe for us, the first one was the language, because as you notice, we have to improve our English when we arrive. We notice that our English is not enough, and that barrier is something that makes you feel uncomfortable and insecure about your skills and if you can run a business. And I remember when we start, one coach that was pretty nice and in an incubator program, he told us, maybe your best key is focusing your community and speak Spanish because this is your power. Then it was really powerful for us because our niche, it's a community who speaks our same language and makes us feel better, more comfortable. Then it was first the thing. The second thing is our system is too different in our countries. Then as a newcomer, you notice that sometimes new rules, and in this country that everything is too easy. For example, get a new credit card and everything is too easy and too fast. Then if you don't understand how manage your budget and your money, you sleep easy in that way. And maybe you can do a lot of mistakes that at the there sometime gives you a lot of problems. Then I think this is another problem that newcomers have, that is the system, understanding how system works, what is the proper way to start in a system. And after, of course, you have, as any entrepreneur that have those challenges with offering and don't have enough impact, and after people reject your purpose and you are trying to help, but they are not ready, or maybe you don't know how to explain your purpose and everything, then it's like things that happens, but at the same time is creating in yourself like this power and consistency to continue doing, doesn't matter what is the result, that is creating in yourself like confidence, self-confidence, that is every day you are building your self-confidence when you are an entrepreneur. Then yeah, I think as newcomers, this is some barriers that we
Got it. No, that's a very honest and a crucial insight, Maria Camila, and it highlights the systemic hurdles that immigrant entrepreneurs, they often overcome with immense dedication. Now let's look at the future of financial well-being and the role of digital tools in achieving global accessibility. Maria Camila, you lead the strategic development of the Intelligent Investors Program, and Financo is committed to making financial education accessible worldwide. Please tell us, what does the future of financial well-being look like, and how can AI and digital tools make financial education more accessible and inclusive globally?
Oh, well, we are creating different ways to be accessible. The first one is creating a survival kit for newcomers. This is something that we are really proud of, that product, because when you arrive to Canada and you don't understand what is the first steps in financial way, then we create something that helps you to be stable here and understand the first steps. Then there's a platform with content, free content, and people can understand and help themselves with all these resources that we create. And actually, we have now in one AI tool that is financial planner, and we try to put all our content and everything that we discover in this country that is easy and help people to make decisions in that AI. And now our financial planner is helping people to do better decisions. Then it's like creating plans and budgeting everything that they need, and it's easy, and you just need your phone. Then it's something that everyone can use. Then our idea is like continue using these tools and be part of this transformation.
Got it. No, that's an inspiring vision, Maria Camila. And it's clear that the future of financial education is digital, it's personalized and culturally sensitive. Finally, let's discuss Financer's award-winning impact and its long-term vision. Maria Camila, Financer recently won the Best Startup Award organized by the Social Ventures Zone, Toronto Metropolitan University. And this is a clear validation of your social impact. Please tell us, what did winning the Best Startup Award mean for Financer's mission, and what's your long-term vision for expanding its global financial education impact?
We want to be the first organization who teach financial literacy and psychology together in North America. This is our vision. And we start in Canada with our community that is Spanish speakers, people from Latin America who lives here in Canada. And right now we have really nice position because we are the first for our community, first community and first organization who is teaching this. Then now our expansion is United States, because there we have more than 70 million Latinos living in United States that needs this knowledge. Then this is part of our expansion that is continue with our community, Latino community, empowering our community and teaching people how they can change relationship with money, and at the same time how they can invest by themselves and understand the financial system here in Canada. But when we are talking about North America, we're talking about both countries, and actually is more than this, is our identity and how we can change these patterns that make us feel less, or that because we are from Latin American countries, or maybe we have in difficult situations in our countries. When we arrive here, we feel that we are less, that we are not enough, and all of this. And we are trying now to create a investors club. There is a community who is really creating this trust and understanding that we are powerful, that we can do our dreams. It's an entrepreneur place, and people is smart making decisions with money. We are creating legacy. Then this is our impact, like creating that strong community that really change our way to see ourselves, our families, our story, our patterns, and well, this part of the elite people that know have this knowledge and feel part of this, because we are allow it and we deserve the wealth and the expansion in our lives in any way. And this is that we really want.
That's an inspiring vision, Maria Camila. And it's clear that Financer is committed to being that global leader in accessible financial education. And this has been a great conversation with you. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the Canadian SMB community. And Financer's award-winning impact is clearly a catalyst for its long-term vision for making financial education more accessible and inclusive worldwide. As you wrap up, Maria Camila, what is that one key message you want listeners to take away about transforming their relationship with money and business?
That's a really nice question. Well, I think the first key is recognizing what's your pattern, when and where you learn your behavior with money and your feelings with money, because you have a story, and maybe your family was a lot of scarcity. Then, for example, right now I'm studying money trauma, and I notice how that trauma it's affecting us. Then when you recognize what kind of trauma you have with money, how is your behavior every day? If you're a person that feel a lot of fear, or you are all the time spending on, then if you recognize where you learn behave with money like this and when starts, the next step is take the control, because you are the person who can change your life. Doesn't matter what's happening in your past, this is your present. And if you understand what's the pattern, you take the control of your finance and you start to feel and do different, I'm sure that you can change your life.
Now that is a powerful and a very actionable message, Maria Camila. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. Thank you for sharing your expertise and your vision with us. Thank you.
Yeah, it was amazing. Thank you so much for having us here, and thank you for this interview.
And listeners, that was an insightful conversation with Maria Camila on financial literacy as a tool for empowerment, building an inclusive financial education platform, the future of financial well-being for newcomers and global learners, and the psychological barriers to financial success. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Please be sure to subscribe for valuable information and tools. You can also visit our website, canadiansme.ca. Before we leave, a special shout out to our partners, RBC, UPS, Avon Global College, ADP, and Google, for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, please keep innovating and striving for success. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.